We've all seen movie ratings, G, PG, PG-13, R, NC-17, you know, X-rated is no longer a real rating, at least in the United States. But anyway, those are the ratings that the Motion Picture Association of America gives to movies that come out in movie theaters. And it's a voluntary system. Apparently it would be against the law to actually have a real rating system like that. But in this system, right, movie theaters use these ratings to determine who gets to go in. And in most cases, the movie theaters go along with whatever the particular, you know, whatever the rating is, but a movie theater could actually decide to completely ignore whatever the rating is and make their own judgment, which is the way it should be, right? Because really, a rating is supposed to be a guide. It's supposed to tell you whether or not a movie is appropriate for a particular audience. And I think it also puts a stigma on a movie, right? A rated R movie, you may not want to see, even if you're an adult, right? Because of what might be in the movie or whatever. But it's a voluntary system, and theaters can decide to ignore it. And so there's been some criticism of the MPAA and their rating system because it seems arbitrary and capricious, and it has been fairly inconsistent and not very transparent. So there is all of that. Putting all of that aside, there's a documentary about Edward Snowden that came out, and it was given an R rating by the MPAA, but a theater has decided to ignore that and say, okay, well, you know, we're going to tell you it's an R, that the MPAA gave it an R, but we think it's essential viewing and we'll let anybody in. And yeah, I think ratings, right? They say that's somebody else's judgment about whether a particular, movie should be allowed. And then really, yeah, with all of these things, with all the, the ratings, for television programs or video games, whatever, they're all tools, right? And, you as an adult, right, have to make your own decision about whether you should go see it or not. And that's kind of the unfortunate thing about ratings, is that movies that have an adult rating may actually be perfectly fine for children depending on the child, right? So that's why you don't see too many NC-17 movies that aren't just flat out porn, right? But those usually don't air in movie theaters. So, and of course, movies that don't go into movie theaters at all don't have to get rated in this way. And of course, and as I say, a station or a theater can decide to ignore the rating, which is what they did here. And of course, it made the news. And, they didn't, it's like they didn't really even explain why it got an R rating. And so, I think this kind of stuff, is it censorship by the MPAA or something? I don't know. But, I think with all these things, you have to make your own judgment, and it's hard. I guess it's hard when there's so many movies out there, I think now, at least in the last few years, they started telling you why it's rated. If it's not rated G, right? They will give you something in the smaller text. They'll tell you why it's rated, PG or PG-13 or whatever. But yeah, now at least they do that. But I still think ultimately, right, the ratings aren't the final arbiter. The final arbiter is really you. Read between the lines, and you don't have to listen to the MPAA's if you want something. And yeah, as a parent, I look at it as that every child is different, and every child has a different tolerance for things. And as an adult with children, I have to make that choice all the time, even if it's something is rated for them. I have to make the decision about whether I think it's okay or not. And so, yeah, the ratings are just a guide, but at the end of the day, you still have to do the research, because something that may be rated for them may not be appropriate for them. Same thing with movies, right? Just because somebody says it's rated R doesn't mean it's necessarily going to, corrupt them or whatever the concern is. So yeah, I find the whole thing kind of silly, but I guess it's the tool that we have. Is, it's kind of a simplistic tool, but, it's certainly an imperfect tool, but as with everything, just use your own judgment.